Well, good morning, good morning. And I just want to say good morning for the third time to our Master's Call family. So good to hear each and every one of you this morning, and we're so grateful that God has brought us together once more and again. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we so appreciate you. And we say, holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is filled with your glory. We thank you, Father, that you loved us so much, that you took the time to tell each and every one of us how much you love us. And we thank you. We honor you. So, Father, we ask that this day you be glorified through us. You be glorified in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits. And, Father, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who started this call, Lord, and you graced them to carry it on for going on 6, 7 years, and we expected even 20 years, Lord God, to glorify your name. Father, we thank you for the speaker that's going to give forth the word this morning. We ask for a double portion of your anointing upon that speaker. And we glorify you, Father, that our hearts and our ears are here to receive what you have for us. Bless Artists International. Bless Artists Life. Bless the Diaz de Leon family. Bless Clement Boyd. Bless all those, Lord, that are going forth to glorify you by helping many people get healthy. Father, we thank you for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We grace your presence, and we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, God is so good, and I just want to carry on and share with you, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, let me introduce myself. I am Brenda Terrell, here residing on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I greet each and every one of you and say welcome. But if you hadn't heard about like I said, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, we are here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Central Time. And I tell you, it's been such a blessing because we are getting a word from the Lord each and every morning. And we're thankful that God started this call back in October 2010 through two powerful, profound women of God. And they are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our Mother Eagle. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we invite you to invite your family and friends. Tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also have a website. Yes, we have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all messages have been archived there since 2010. So you can always go there. There's a buffet of messages where you can go and receive a word from the Lord. Is that powerful or what? Now, also, I want to encourage you that we do have a theme this year, and it is in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, we are so excited because we have this call was started by a group of people that was in this phenomenal company called Artists International. And I tell you, it is such a blessing that we are in the midst of being in Project 5000, but instead of doing a call every night, we have a 24-hour on-demand overview call, and that number is 641-715-3900. Again, 641-715-3900, and that PIN is 904434#. 904434#. And this company is in the process of helping people get healthy again. It's been in business that started by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We got the 72-hour weight loss system. We got coffee that helps people with diabetes. We got a buffet of products that are helping people get healthy. So we're excited that we're getting together again in June 10th through the 12th in Houston, Texas. And we want to see your face in the place. Now, after this call, we also have the new morning motivational call, and it is 712-432-1699. Again, 712-432-1699. The PIN is 857. The number that we have after this call is 641-715-3865. 741-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598 pound. We want you to be on that call right after this call. Now, also, this is Friday, so today we are taking your prayer requests and your praise reports. We usually ask you, if you want to, you can submit them to info@themasterscall.net. But today you can stay on the call and verbally submit your prayer requests and praise reports. We want to celebrate with you, and we want to pray for you. So stay on the line right after this call, and we'll carry forth with that. Now, I'm getting out of the way because I know we all want to hear this powerful message from our dear, dear sister in the Lord. She is a woman of God who stands on the scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, which is coming out of Matthew 6:33. She is a devoted servant of the Lord. She is a daughter of God. She is a sister, a very proud auntie who loves to pray. She loves to teach. She loves to share the love of God with others. I tell you, she gives us powerful testimonies of young people that she works with. And I tell you, it's just a blessing to hear that somebody is out there working among the masses to help young people find their way. She is a living testimony who lives a victorious life in Christ Jesus. And she encourages that we all can be seen in Christ Jesus, that we can allow God to use us. And she is none other than Minister Robin. She shares all who she meets with that there is nothing too difficult for God. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto them. She is an ordained and licensed minister. She's an elder at Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center in New Jersey, and she serves in various capacities in leadership roles. She's a Bible teacher. She's a businesswoman, and she's definitely one of our health and wellness consultants with Artists International. Her mission is to inspire, empower, mentor, teach, and equip young adults all over the world. She is a committed soul. We love her dearly, and I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Minister Robin B. Wilson. Are you there, Minister Robin?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Brenda?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Thank you. God bless you, dear sister. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love my TMC family. I love my artist family. I am just so in love with the Lord. And I want to thank the two co-founders who I so love, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for this call, for their faithfulness, for trusting me to be able to come before you and share a word with you. So I say I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it. God is so good to us, and what I would like to share with you today, and every time I share with you, the Lord is talking to me first, so you don't even have to be concerned about that. But today's message is you got to have courage, and that's not G-O-T, it's G-O-T-T-A. You just gotta have courage. I want you to picture a lion, and I want you to think about how they look, how they stand, how they're confident, all the things that this lion represents. And think about the Lion of Judah. And the scripture that I want you to stand on. It's found in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. And the Lord is saying, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. We are so honored and blessed because we have a God that is alive. We have a God who said, be of good courage. We have a God that we serve who went down to the bowels of hell and brought the keys up, rose again from the dead, gave us victory, and we can talk to him individually. He reigns, and he's telling us, you got to have courage. There's a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, and she said, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. Think about that lion. He is not fearful of anything. He looks it in the face and he moves forward. So saints, that is us. We are not moved by fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. You are able to say that you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So in Joshua 1, Joshua was a mighty man of God. He had Moses as his mentor, as his leader. But when Moses died, he knew that he had to move forward. And yes, fear may have rose up in that young man of God. But God said, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So God was telling him then, and Jesus is telling us now, that you don't have to be fearful. You don't have to be afraid. You have to have courage. In Psalms 18, verse 2, the Lord is your rock. The Lord is our fortress. The Lord is our deliverer. The Lord is our strength. In whom will we put our trust? He is our buckler. He is our protector. He is the horn of our salvation, and he is our high tower. I looked that word buckler up, and I'm going to come back, and I'll share another lesson with you. But when you think of a buckler, it's something that they used in the Middle East back in, it's a French word, and it's part of a shield. And what you do, they put it on their wrist. And that word means that they were protected. It was their source. So God is saying, I'm your buckler. I'm your source. I'm your protection. You don't have to be fearful. You got courage. Proverbs 2, verse 6 through 8, it says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And he's the one who laid up sound wisdom for us, the righteous. And again, he's letting us know he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. We walk uprightly before the Lord. So he is our protector. He is our shield. He keeps the path of the judgment, and he preserves the way of his faith. Aren't you happy today knowing that God is preserving our way, knowing that your steps are ordered by God, knowing that he is with you no matter what? Jesus was with the disciples when they were in the boat, but yet they were fearful. We don't have to be fearful because he is with us in whatever boat is going on in our life, whatever boat you may see yourself in right now, whether it's a boat that is filled with sickness, with a bad report, with finance, he is there with you. Whether it is a boat that's trying to make you depressed, he is there with you. Whether it's a boat where you are trying to figure out what is your next step, your steps are ordered by God. He is there with you. He told us that he'll never leave us. He told us that he'll never forsake us. He told us that, you know what, even though there are challenges, he told us to be of good cheer because he overcame them all. Our God is alive. Our God is true. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is with us, whether that boat is you're at the hospital, whether you're trying to pay a bill, whether you receive bad news, whether a loved one has left you, whether a loved one has transitioned, no matter what it is, Jesus is with you. So all you have to do is just trust your God, because you got to have courage. Just trust him, knowing that he is the one who's going to